This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The question from Mike this morning, and it is a strong question, is the longer Jerry Jones waits, or maybe if he never says anything about what's going on in our country right now, could it cause strife for the Cowboys this season? And Mike, let me phrase it exactly how you texted it to me this morning. If Jerry continues to not speak and demands his players stand, could this be a horrible season for the Cowboys? That's a really strong question. And I'm looking right now, and I'm trying to find on the my timeline on Twitter and Facebook has been littered with due to this, or in the current state of our country, with everybody's speech. And I have not yet seen one from the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm trying to look right now at the Dallas Cowboys Twitter to see if I've seen anything posted yet. And I have not as of yet.
So the reason I brought this up, I was listening to Mike Chirico and Tony Dungy talk. And Tony Dungy, who I respect a whole bunch, and he was just saying, if I was still a coach, I'd definitely be addressing this on meetings. And he said, I have been talking to coaches, and they are addressing this in their Zoom meetings. But he also said, once we get together for training camp, he said, this would be very important for me to then, once we finally get together physically, where we're all together in a room, that I would want to give the floor to my owner also for 20 minutes or so to really address the team and talk about this situation and how possibly it's going to be changing. I just thought about, wow, Jerry Jones, I have no clue. We just know from All or Nothing, the audio we got from that. And then we know from kind of, what we heard from the players from 2017 on what it was. Like, we're the Dallas Cowboys. I know I might be putting words in Jerry Jones' mouth, but it's kind of like, I own the Dallas Cowboys. This is my team, and you're going to kind of do what I say here. We're going to take a knee in Arizona together before the national anthem, and then we're going to stand up, and we will stand up every time for the rest of the – if you're a Dallas Cowboy, you have to stand up or there will be consequences. Pretty much, I know I'm maybe putting words into Jerry's mouth, but I'm pretty much giving you what Jerry kind of said there. And believed in 2017. And I'm just wondering, if we get to training camp and a couple of the players on the Cowboys or all the players on the Cowboys say, we're going to kneel for the national anthem, we're going to do these certain things, how will it go over now if Jerry says, no, you are not. I own the Dallas Cowboys, and Dallas Cowboys do this during the national anthem. And I just thought, man, this could be – we talk about the players on the field and what they're going to do, but if – Jerry Jones, who does control the Dallas Cowboys, if he says it's going to be this way, or you're going to, I don't know what the consequences would be, I could see this being a really bad season for the Cowboys.
I am curious about something along these lines. Does Jerry, like, Jerry's take on the national anthem was just, do you believe it was just his? And he's like, I own the team. I am the person who makes these decisions. This is what I feel. So this is how it's going to be. Or do you think he has an understanding or believes he has an understanding of what and who composes the Cowboys fan base and determined that that was the way to go? That's the only thing I'm still trying to figure out. Because if this is just what he believes, I don't think anything is going to change. But if this is a product of what he believes his fan base is, was, or whatever, then maybe he can see the tide turning a little bit and he'll change his mind, or maybe he won't.
I think it's a great question, and I just think this is going to be a very important moment for Jerry Jones. It's interesting that of most organizations in professional sports. They're just words. I mean, hopefully we all have words, but hopefully there's also actions behind it. But the Cowboys haven't. The Cowboys have decided they're not going to speak on this issue, at least up to this point. And so I just assume at this point, if they haven't, then they won't, at least on social media. But how Jerry Jones is going to address this, most importantly, not with us, but most importantly with his players, with the people that are under him, the coaching staff and the players, if he addresses this in a wrong way, I mean, I could see the team going, well, we're not playing tonight. We're not playing today. We're forfeiting. And
holy
I know that
crap.
There's a
– You talk about a statement, Bassick?
Yeah.
That, like, I think I am not kidding you. That would be the number one story in everything. I don't mean on SportsCenter. I mean on the news, on everything. If the Dallas Cowboys somehow, some way forfeited a game because of this, first of all, like, even this hypothetical is shocking to me, and I'm just projecting, man, that it would go everywhere across the world.
Yeah. I just think of what DeMarcus Lawrence said on social media soon after the death of George Floyd, and he's like, I'm not standing for this anymore. I'm not talking about National Anthem now. I'm just talking about, obviously, Black Lives Matter. Is I think he probably, and we heard from other Cowboys, how it was very tough to not silently, peacefully protest in 2017. And so I just wonder if it's put on them again, you're not going to protest while having on the Dallas Cowboys uniform during the national anthem, if the players, or they just like do the for any given Sunday deal where they're just like, hey, we're just going to lay down and take a 50-0 loss here.
They heard the tease, Corey.
I just got an email.
They heard the tease.
From the Dallas Cowboys PR department, and they have just released a video statement.
Oh, wow.
And this video statement also includes a list of individuals who have engaged with a core group of the team's players and the organization. The overriding theme of these discussions was to listen, learn, and be heard, with the goal of finding ways to reform. So not just, hey, we have to say what we have to say. And evidently, this is the first of a series that will be released by the Cowboys, reflecting on the organization's statement regarding the recent tragedies in our country. They want to unify police and community, restore hope and dignity, address systemic racism, and make a bigger impact. They have multiple judges from the city of Dallas, police chiefs from Dallas, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Allen, Garland, Carrollton, and Frisco, and former police chief David Brown, city council attorneys, organizations and community leaders in Grand Prairie and all over the DFW area. So,
okay.
Like, did this happen between, like, 12 o'clock and 12:10?
Yes. Like it literally happened after RTs. So, this is happening right now. So, I turned my mic off, and I started watching the video. So, one of the things, they've got various clips and stuff. And I don't know if we're working on getting the audio, I'm sure. There's various clips and stuff, and you have protesters. You can hear them say, I can't breathe. And the Dallas Cowboys, the very first verbiage that comes across this is from the Dallas Cowboys. Our hearts are burning with anger and sadness. Racism and hatred have to stop. We have to come together to change the system.
I have not seen this video yet. I'm going to be watching it in just a moment. But Mike, to your point, I told you this morning when you asked me this question, I said deadlines make deals. And the Dallas Cowboys don't like to be told when to do anything, and they feel like they are the standard. Jerry Jones lives by the idea that the Cowboys organization, what it is, the overarching thing of the Cowboys, while he's on top of it all, he feels like they set the standard for, I don't know, contracts, for quarterbacks, for greatness. When it comes to the best facilities, he wants to be the one that sets the standard. And I don't know what this series is going to look like, but I doubt highly that it's not going to be good quality and well thought out with the right people Then somebody did text in earlier, 877-881-1053. Feel free to take part in the conversation. That's what we're here for. But they said, what if it makes it worse? And I don't know how trying to unify enough people to make a difference can make things worse unless the difference is worse for
you. I definitely understand how it could make it worse. That doesn't mean it's not right. But the way it can make it worse is we live in a society for quite some time. It's been longer than people like to admit that if you disagree with them on an issue that is important enough, will push back at you with more than you anticipate or more than is necessary. And there are a lot of people right now who... So I'm just going to throw this out there from what I have gleaned from looking at social media, some, quite frankly, interactions I've heard in person, and the fan text. There is a group of not just white people, but primarily white people who think that to a certain extent they have been oppressed for some time now because they have not been allowed to say or think or whatever that they want without being told that they're evil and racist. And those, that group of people, not just that group of people, but that group of people is the most vocal about it, right? That have decided that they're going to push back. And when you push them, they're going to push back. So I'm just answering the question, how could it get worse? I am not saying that is right at all. I'm saying that if you ask, how could it be worse? Those people have decided that they're going to push back. When you hear about some of the stuff happening at the riots, and it's not this group, it's not this group, it's other people, and it looks fishy, that is to a certain extent some people pushing back. That is how I think it could become worse. But then again, if you look at a lot of the progress in the history of our country and the history of that our world, things got way worse than people could have anticipated before they got better.
The Cowboys have an undeniable fan base that still loves the Cowboys. They understand their platform and their message has to be, I don't know if it's PC or just right. You know, like they understand that they have to make the right connections to not just one, two, three different people. They got to make connections to as many. They want to bring in the whole scope of things. So I want to watch this video before I make any statements on it.
I got a couple more things for you from the video, and one of them addresses this text, which I have to admit I didn't really know this was the case, from the 214. Where were these words? And they said and supporters 3 years ago. A lot of it feels like bandwagon support now. Now we kind of talked about it before the show based off of something that Lucius said about it almost feeling like the ice bucket challenge where people are saying things, but it did, like, you wonder if they mean what they say or if it's just
hey,
like,
hey, I poured ice on myself.
Yeah. So in the video, by the way, Dak Prescott is in this video, and I'm only like halfway through, but I saw Dak Prescott as well as a couple of judges who I'm assuming are the judges that are listed in the email. But one of the things that the Cowboys say in there, and I guess I just don't remember this, and I apologize for that. They said 2 years ago, we, the Dallas Cowboys, started a conversation about, they said like social injustice or something like that. I do not recall that. And I do not recall that edict, and I do not recall that push or anything like that. So I'm not saying it's not right. That's not true. I'm just saying I don't remember that. But they're saying we've been having this conversation for 2 years. And then the discussion from Dak and the judges were about why protests were important. And then they were starting to get into some of the events.
I will say this, Kevin. You say you don't recall that. I do recall that about 16 minutes ago, we teased that we were going to discuss this. And within minutes of teasing that, the Cowboys said, we are with 105.3 The Fan, and we need to release this now to the public.
Hey, I mean, post-production probably takes a while, but I'll tell you this. We went to break at 11:55 with this tease. That video is 2 minutes long, and it was released at 12 o'clock. All right? I'm just saying, the timeline is really, really bizarre with all of this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.